You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jasmine. Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, please go ahead with your first and your last name together for me.
Bernard Clark.
How do you spell your first name? Is it B-E-R-N-A-R-D?
I'm sorry. B-E-R-N-A-R-D-C-L-A-R-K. I was just looking over my information on my own. I was just trying to make sure I'm covered on my on this toe, because I think this is like my third one in a year.
Okay.
Shit.
No, you're good. Verify your callback number for you.
904-674-1130.
Would you like to receive a check providing you with your ETA and driver's information?
Yes, sir.
Message and data rates may apply for security reasons. Verify the address on the policy for me.
2536 West 23rd Street. Yeah.
And what is the year, make and model of your disabled vehicle?
A 97 Chevy 1500.
What's the color?
Green.
Were you looking for your breakdown today?
My driver's side ball joint just snapped. This is funny. I feel like we did this already.
Is your vehicle four-wheel, all-wheel, or a regular two-wheel drive?
Two-wheel drive, or rear-wheel drive.
Are you able to put it into neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you be there at the vehicle when the driver gets to it?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the address of where the vehicle is currently located?
I don't know the number, but it's Ray Green Drive, Jacksonville, Florida. Actually, it's Ray Green Park. What, the recreational park? On Ray Green Drive.
So are you close to Papa John's, or are you close to the school, the elementary school?
I'm actually right next door to the school.
All
right. I think it's, I want to say, what's Pine Estates Elementary?
Mm-hmm. What's the address of where you want to pick it?
2019 West 17th Street.
You said 2019 West 17th Street in Jacksonville?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You've been living in Jacksonville for a while?
Most of my life.
Do you like it?
It's all right. It gets a moment.
How's the living cost up there? Is it pretty affordable?
It depends on what you make. Mm-hmm. I apologize. But yeah, they... Since I've been living here from youth up until adulthood, mm-hmm. even though I've probably moved out of the state a couple times, it has changed.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, rent was like, probably like, what, 500 or something like that?
Okay, that's
uh-huh.
pretty affordable.
Ha ha, ha ha, that was when I was younger. probably, yeah, now, shit, you talk about like, I'm gonna give or take a say anywhere from like 950 to about 1200 for a 2-bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, that's around in my budget somewhat somehow.
But yeah, give or take about 950 to 200 for a 12-bedroom. You may find some that's a lot more, well, a couple hundred dollars more. But yeah, to me, I feel like that's
yeah. I definitely was considering to move up there.
Up there, where are you from?
Well, down there. I'm from Fort Myers, Florida, but I'm over here in Alabama now, and I wanted to find my way back down there to Florida.
What's wrong with Alabama?
Everything wrong with Montgomery.
All right. And you from Fort Myers?
Mm-hmm.
And you finna come to Jacksonville?
Yep, that's what I want to do.
And you said everything wrong in Bama?
Everything. The people, the living, the jobs.
What's so bad about the living?
What do you mean, what's so bad about the living? It's always something.
Girl, that's that boy you go at. It ain't gonna be no different. It ain't gonna be no different here. It's gonna always be something. You're gonna hear about it on the news or see it on the news. That's how I feel right about now. Especially with the new generation that these young niggas don't give two fucks.
Yeah, I understand.
My apologies because I know we're being recorded or whatnot, but still. Just, like I said, it's like that's like that somewhere everywhere you go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I could stay down here in Alabama then. Try to move to another city.
But you like the beach and the weather and
yeah,
it do have like, perks and the good things.
Yeah, I just don't like the cold weather. That's all that is too.
Well, for my part, I would say warmer than we do.
Yeah. And it's the family, too. I don't have enough family down here.
Okay. I can understand that part. Because if you need somebody, you just want to go vent.
Yeah. That's all that is. So I do have you mapped and located. Since you did sign up for the text alerts, you don't have to stay on the phone. Once the service provider has been secured for you, you then will receive a text soon with your information. Anything else I can assist with today?
I don't know. I might need some information about Bama because I want to find a different scene.
I mean, it's just in Montgomery. If you do consider coming to Alabama, don't come to Montgomery.
Now, see. Okay. What's that, Kevin Hart? All right. Matter of fact, Kevin Hart did a stand-up,
mm-hmm.
and he came. To Jacksonville.
He did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Kevin Hart, excuse me. Cat Williams. I'm sorry. Cat Williams.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. So, Cat Williams came to Jacksonville. And he did like a little skit where
mm-hmm.
he said, places in Jacksonville you should not visit. Most of that's like 90% true.
Wow.
But at the same time, it depends on who you know and where you from.
You should
be all right for when you're a female. To yeah, you from here. You from here, but you ain't from here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know too much. I don't know. We'll see. I'll figure it out.
Well, good luck. And God bless.
Well, is there anything else I can assist with today, sir?
I mean, if y'all could drop off some breakfast and pop a little pillow so I can take a nap while I wait. Other than that, I should be all right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Emergency Rose. I have a good one.
You too, and thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Good day. Thank you.